Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1997. We got her right out of high school. She's the president of the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council. Nobody on the planet does more for small business pound for pound than Karen Kerrigan. She's our good friend Karen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be with you today, and happy summer to you and the summer here.
It's good to have you back, Karen, as always. Hey, you went to the conventions, didn't you?
Yeah. Actually, I've been to the conventions now.
The party conventions we're talking, folks. In case
you're right,
it has been a couple of weeks. But what did you guys do there, and what did you get out of it?
You know, it was great. We did an event. We co-hosted an event at both conventions, the convention with Women Impacting Public Policy.
Right.
And we've done that for several conventions, several election years. And this time we hosted an event called 10 Things Women Entrepreneurs Want the Candidates to Know, because we really wanted the candidates and the delegates to be talking about the issues that matter most to business owners and entrepreneurs, get us back to strong entrepreneurship and strong business growth. So we had some great people at each of the conventions. At the Republican convention, Chairman Steve Shabbat came, who is, as you know, the chairman of the House Small Business Committee.
Right.
Kellyanne Conway came, senior advisor to Donald Trump for president,
mm-hmm.
and a couple other VIPs. And then we talked about, we sort of laid out our 10 things, which, Jim, you could probably name those 10 things off the top of your head in terms of how entrepreneurs are central to the economy, issues like access to capital, regulatory.
Finding qualified people. That's their number one concern, finding qualified people.
That's right, and issues on health care, taxes.
How did you feel that those things were? How were those messages received at the two conventions?
Oh, I mean, widely received. I mean, we really felt like we had some momentum at the conventions. Coming out of the conventions, a lot of the media, the op-eds that we placed. We had an event last week in Northern Virginia, a huge event on a similar type of topic. You know, so they were well received. But the problem is that we've just, you know, very shortly coming out of the convention, sort of the talk and the messaging and sort of where we are in the issues seem to have gotten lost, although last week...
You're saying is small business got lost.
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know, actually last week, both Trump and Hillary, they did lay out their economic plans, and of course they talked about small business, but you know, Jim, you've been watching sort of the coverage on the candidates and the campaigns, and it's all over the place. It's it doesn't really focus on the issues as much as we want all the time.
None of it does, not for either side.
Jim, with voters and with other people who really focus on what their biggest concerns are on economic security, you know, quality job creation, you know, for people who want to become entrepreneurs, they're having an environment that enables that. Overwhelmingly well received, and also by the candidates.
Wouldn't you think this would be an election that, of all elections, small businesses would rise up and become a voting bloc?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think of all the elections in the history, as far as I can remember, that would happen?
Yeah. You know, I would think so, because the issues right now.
We're being killed by regulations.
Yes. The pain points are just severe on a number of fronts, and regulation, the cost of health care. I mean, Jim, just go down the line. You know,
look at the overtime rules coming out in December 1st.
That's right.
A third of my audience doesn't even, we polled them, a third of my audience doesn't even know what that means.
Jim, because, yeah, they have so much coming at them.
They got 18. They got double. The health care bills have doubled in the last 7 years since Obamacare. Actually, four years since it really came online. Their health care bills have doubled since Obamacare, and now their payroll is going to go up for no reason, really.
Yeah, you know, Jim, they're nose to the grindstone, as you know, focusing on, you know, day-to-day, trying to build a business and don't have the quote-unquote luxury of looking at sort of what's coming down the road.
I can't imagine why. I'm telling small business owners every day that I can, you know, folks, vote for your small business. Everything else will fall in line after that. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.